The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
You could just see cuts happening.
What did that, Lieutenant?
I don't know.
Peter!
Is the coroner got to say? He's in the jar and puking since he saw it.
You're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy?
There's something wrong with you. You're imagining things.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
No!
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails...
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No one will survive.
Help me!
Wes Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Day 10 of December, 31 days of creatures and villains from Horror Movies, Murky Chronicle bonus, Freddy Krueger. I am Thayful of the Butcher Dobashi.
And I am gorgeous Kenny Roberts. How you doing, brother?
We're doing. We got old Mr. Freddy Krueger today, so I want to say thank you for the fans that emailed Freddy Krueger for a quick bonus topic. So what you got, my brother, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing? What do I got? I had no idea there were 7 Freddy Krueger movies.
I knew there was a lot, but I didn't realize there were 7. Did they consider Freddy versus Jason a Freddy Krueger movie or a Jason movie?
That was not even in the list, so that obviously there's 8.
Wow.
No, I've got a couple of cool things. Didn't realize that the knife glove of Freddy Krueger's has been in multiple movies, like in back scenes or. Pretty crazy, you know. They've all worked together and had that glove in other horror flicks, such as Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday. The glove also appeared in Evil Dead 2, and it was also on The Bride of Chucky.
That's right. I remember it on Bride of Chucky. I forgot all about that.
That's one of those movies that touched on another personal level, you know, your dream.
Yes.
You know, I remember seeing that when I was young. I didn't want to go to sleep. What about you?
Well, I got another tidbit. I figured, you know, you're going to come up with some good facts, but I even went further. Did you know the Freddy Krueger character was based on a real serial killer who lived in Cincinnati, Ohio in the 1800s?
No, I did not.
Yep, I remember reading something about that when the movie first came out, but I found this online, which is legit. According to police files of the time, Mr. Krueger had killed at least 20 children within a 3-mile radius of where he lived. And... and I had more notes, and I don't even... Oh, here it is. My bad. So, yeah, three mile radius where he lived, and he reportedly murdered the children using a gardening claw. So that explains why he has the claw hand, right?
Right.
And he lived inside an abandoned factory, having set up a small living area... A torture area within the mechanical room of the facility, and back then the mechanical room was also known as the boiler room, so that all makes sense in the first movie if you remember. Mr. Krueger was eventually caught, tried, and found to be criminally insane. He spent the rest of his life in Kings Park Psychiatric Hospital before dying unexpectedly in a sleep at the age of 72. To this day, and long before the Elm Street film, Kings Park Psych Hospital has said to be haunted by the ghost of Freddy Krueger.
Wow.
Yep. So that even makes the movie even more spookier. And I came up, obviously we don't have any visual, but, you know, I saw a picture of Krueger's tombstone.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's my little tidbit.
That's crazy. I got one more little one for you.
How little?
So Wes Craven named Freddy Krueger after a kid that picked on him when he was 11 years old in school.
Wait, say that again? Say that again? Say that again?
Wes Craven.
Uh-huh.
Was bullied by a schoolmate named Fred Krueger. And this childhood event influenced the name of the character. It stuck around for the longest time. And he changed it to Freddy Krueger. So, and what you found, it all kind of worked together. If there was another Freddy Krueger out there, that was a killer.
Oh, and that's right. That's right. Wow.
So hopefully my input is accurate. Yours is.
And I'm sure it is. It makes sense. So originally it was Fred Krueger because of a bully. So then probably, and then change it to Freddy Krueger because of the serial killer.
Yep.
Wonder what kind of cereal did the serial killer eat?
Well, I don't know. He was awful busy. I think he probably ate his Wheaties.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. So anything else you got?
Nope, that's it.
Are you sure?
Except for one thing.
What?
That's all I got for Freddy Krueger. Just wondering, have you watched The Funhouse yet?
Are you talking about House?
The House?
No, House. You know, that series on TV about the doctor?
No.
Oh, no. The Fun House.
Wait, do you have fun when you watch The House? Is that where we're getting confused here?
I don't know. I mean, I think I had the same mistake you did last week with the Sugar Hill.
What?
Yeah.
So you kept telling me the wrong name. I watched Hamburger Hill. I watched Wesley Snipes' Sugar Hill. I was all over the place. You just kept steering me in the wrong direction.
Well, all those movies suck compared to Sugar Hill, the 1974 Sugar Hill about the black zombies.
Gotcha.
All right, man. Yep. Well, is that all you got for today?
That's it.
All right, brother. Well, I guess we'll leave you with your movie pick sound bit from The Fun House. If I have to play it, do I have to play it?
You got to play it.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow, brother.
All right. Peace.
Peace out. And everything lyrical spit.
Listen. I know you like girls. I could be nice to you. You wouldn't have to pay me anything. I can make you feel good. Can make you feel good. Ha ha ha!